listening to 87.7. This is Shug FM. This is your Tuesday Night Rock Show with me, Gav, and Chris.
Oi, oi.
And we're going to be playing you a selection of rock tonight. Different things.
Yes, plenty of stuff we have.
Plenty of stuff indeed. Right. We haven't got anything to say. Let's play the next song.
Shall we just play the next song then?
I think we should.
Breakfast.
close to home, flaming lips. And the old song of hers, she don't use jelly. Quite an old one.
I don't know why she doesn't use jelly. Maybe it's a preference.
It is a preference, I believe. I think he states that in the song, doesn't he?
Does he?
Sure he does, if you can listen to the lyrics.
Well, I can't hear it, can I?
Okay, fair enough. You don't have the headphones.
I do not have headphones.
Right. Okay, and that was followed by Incubus, New Skin. Of course, off their first full-length release, Science.
One of my personal favourites.
I'd say it's probably their best. That's why.
Is that why it's on the list?
That's why it's on the rock list.
Okay.
And that was finished up with Pretty Girls Make Graves with Bring It On Golden Pond.
Which is quite surprising, because that lead singer is a female.
It is. They did have two singers, though. There's one female, one male.
Oh, I just thought she got a bit of a rough voice halfway through.
She's like, what, changed from between...
Well, I don't know. She might have been a ladyboy.
Possibly.
You never know.
Good chance you're into listening.
Well, you never know. We've got 10 listeners, so it could be you. If you're out there, don't be offended by the ladyboy comment. It was just nerves.
Just nerves. All right, next up we've got Refused, and this is something off the Shape of Punk to Come.
Very good, very good.
This is the last album they wrote before they split up due to creative differences.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that was Refused with Summer Holiday versus Punk Rock Routine, and that was followed up by the Kinnison, Sorry I'm a Pushover.
Yes.
Now, if anyone wants to get in touch with us here, you've got an email. You can email us at studio@shugradio.co.uk, and you can also text us if you want on 07757454668.
I suggest save your money
and use the email.
Use the email.
Of course. Most of the students listening, of course, they're going to use the email.
There's no point texting us, because this is wasting your money.
Wasting your money, waste of time.
Are we going to do any requests tonight, or are we going to keep it relatively?
I don't think we should do any requests.
I don't know. I think
I'm selfish like that.
No, I think a request from somebody, if they want a request, you don't have to, obviously. they feel like you're obliged to request.
But yeah, drop us a line. We may ponder it. We may not. We'll see how we go.
Yes.
Right. Next up, we've got a song that I think applies to all students and to all people who live a minimum wage job.
Can I just say, Chicago Rock is open from 9:30. Well, actually, in fact, it's open before 9:30. It's probably open quite a lot.
11, 12 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, probably quite much of the day. But it's free before 9:30. So you've got yourselves, roughly half an hour to get your bums down there and rock your socks off.
Oh, yes. Right, next song, this will be
Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Shug FM Music. This is Shug FM Music. Here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Shug FM.
Feel the pressure rising.
Okay, that was Hardfire with Living for the Weekend.
Lovely song.
Lovely song.
Lovely.
Right. Next up, it's time for us to sell out. We're going to play some of the latest rock sensation.
Well, I wouldn't say rock.
Well, latest musical sensation.
I'd say an older version of Busted.
Yes, possibly. This will be the Arctic Monkeys with When the Sun Goes Down.
But obviously better than the Busted.
Slightly. No.
I don't know, What I Go to School For was a pretty cool song.
It wasn't quite as good as McFly though, was it?
Oh, I'm not even going to say anything to that.
Right, this is the Arctic Monkeys with When the Sun Goes Down.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. Chance, but he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know. That he's a scumbag, don't you know? But he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
This is 87.7. This is Shug FM. Right, that was the Arctic Monkeys. They are currently touring America at the moment, apparently going down a storm.
Are they?
I read in the paper, actually, that they played a gig in LA somewhere and half the crowd turned up in Sheffield United football shirts.
Ooh,
that's probably more than the people that turn up in Sheffield with Sheffield United.
Yes. More people in America with Sheffield United shirts than actually in Sheffield.
Yeah, most probably. Right,
you surprised?
The first request of the evening, it was for Status Quo. And we're not going to play it.
Yeah, unfortunately not, no.
I'll consider playing it if I get Sunday dinner.
Yes.
With Yorkshire pudding and stuffing on. That's what it's going to take, because that's because my old man requested that one. So I'll play it for you, but you best start cooking now, because I'm getting hungry. Right, next up, we've got These Arms Are Snakes with Angela's Secret. And I dedicate this song to my housemate, the Right Reverend Richard Simmons.
Yes, also cousin as well.
Also my cousin.
Yes, there's a bit of incest in there.
Oh, yes. A game for all the family, of course.
An incestuous reason to request a song.
And this song is called Angela's Secret, as I've already said. I'm dedicating this to Simmons because his secret is he is, in fact, Angela.
FM.
Okay, that was These Arms Are Snakes, and that was followed by The Bronx. This is me and left me. Got Block Party with Banquet.
I'm
Hello. Well, that was Block Party before, and then it was Boy Kill Boy. Quite a new band coming out. Not much heard about them, but they're good. They got an album coming out on May the 22nd, and there's they've got a nationwide tour from late April through to May. So
lots of dates. That's what I wrote when I was doing my research.
Repeat it again for you, just in case you didn't hear. That was lots of dates. Boy Kill Boy.
Lots of dates.
Lots of dates from April through to May.
Right, we've got a couple of dedications up next.
Yes, we have.
Right.
We have. Well, that's you tell them.
Go on, we've got the Dead 60s up next with Riot on the Radio.
Nice.
Dedicated towards Spence, which is.
Crazy old Spence.
Crazy Spence, and that's my dad.
Yes, and that's going to cost you a steel saw.
A steel saw. And a whacker. You want a whacker as well.
Let's not get vulgar.
It makes concrete go flat, doesn't it?
Well, I'm sure it makes things go flat. Let's put it that way.
And then we also had another request for some Avenged Sevenfold, and I don't have any, so Aidan, no, I can't play you any. So instead, you're just going to have what's tagged on to the end of this, but you'll like it anyway, I'm sure. We'll be right back. little bit of Converge there, I believe it would have been quite rude not to put a bit of Converge in. Quite rude indeed.
I do like Converge.
They are a bit of an acquired taste.
But bit of a mixed bag.
Bit of a mixed bag indeed.
Yes.
But you can't deny that they are a little something. Right. We've finally got to check our emails, and we've had a few emails off people we know, mainly abuse, so we can't read much out, unfortunately.
Yes.
But first of all, Gary, what is a ruddy ref boy?
A rowdy rough boy.
Rowdy rough boy, is that what he said?
Yes.
What is one of those? Exactly. Please tell us.
Yes, enlighten us.
Enlighten us.
With your knowledge.
Also, Young Stan, your request will be played, don't worry.
Yes, the Horse Band is on the playlist, and it will be played within the next hour.
Well, within the next 35 minutes.
Which will still be within the next hour.
I suppose it will be, won't it?
Yes.
Right, for the next song.
Here we go.
We're going to push on with things now because we've got lots of songs we want to play and not a lot of time.
Yes.
So we're going to skip straight to Sick of It All next with District.
Coming through.
That was Sick of It All, District. And we've got to do a few big shout-outs to some of the cliques in and around Stafford. We've got to do a big wheel up to Gazareth Gates. Another big wheel up to Tommy P, Reverend Chaos and the Durr. One for Stan and Gaz. And one for Ellen, if she's listening. If she's not, then you won't hear it.
That's kind of stating the obvious, really.
Well, yeah, indeed it is, but we know.
We don't know. What are we skipping to next?
Oh, no, I reckon we hit a bit of Sublime.
We're going to go for Sublime. It's not very rocking, but it's a nice tune.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
And it's a shame that the silly idiot of a lead singer had to kill himself with a heroin overdose.
Deary, deary.
That could be a quiz. How many stars of the leading bands have died from heroin overdoses? Send your answers into our email and you might win a prize. Probably not, but if you get enough, we might feel privileged that we have to.
And I reckon we should place bets on the next rock star to go from the same fate.
Yes, that's a very good idea.
I think that's quite an obvious choice, though.
I'll go 50-1, Pete Doherty.
I'd say it's 2-1.
Oh yeah, it probably is.
Right, let's get on with it. This is Sublime with What I Got. Okay, that was Sublime, of course, and we've got up next we've got some Hella.
Yes.
Indeed.
An instrumental band.
It is instrumental. It just consists of a drummer and a guitarist, and the guitarist plays all these parts in one go. There is no multi-tracking involved, I believe.
Do they play live?
They do play live. Have you not seen the videos? We've got some at home, I think. We'll dig them up. We'll have a look when we get back.
I don't live with you.
All right, well, next time you're on, then.
Okay.
Which
well, I did do for a bit, but we won't go into that. That was a relationship that got a little bit too strained.
A little bit sour.
Oh, God.
So anyway, this next song, we're going to have to dedicate this to the dude. Just purely for the drums.
Yes.
Indeed. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Hannah with 1-800-GHOST-DANCE.
Bit of a crazy one.
It is, it's a nice song though. A little different.
It is different, and it's good different.
Good different indeed. Good is always different though. You get bored listening to the same things over and over.
Well, I don't know, I wouldn't say Tattoo was good different.
Well, no, but it's bad. There's no good involved. It's not good different.
Yeah, but it's definitely different. Two Russian lesbians singing a song in the rain, kissing each other.
I don't think they're really lesbians, it's all just a show. Weren't they Romanian or something, anyway?
They were Russian.
Were they?
Well, I hope they were. Well, I don't know why I said they were.
Let's just go with the term Eastern European.
Well, yeah, either way. They still got off of each other, which was great.
Which was great. Right, next up we've got The Bravery with Honest Mistake, and that's going to be followed by a little mix I put together of Solwax's Miserable Girl.
Ah, brilliant.
Okay, that was, of course, Solwax with Miserable Girl, and before that, there was The Bravery with Honest Mistake.
Yes, very good band, The Bravery. Well, actually, I'll take that back. The album was pretty weak, and that song's good.
That song is pretty good. It's got a nice feel to it, doesn't it?
I like the disco synth themes. Yeah, actually, synth is back.
80s is back.
Well, I don't think the 80s ever left.
True.
There's classics, Rick James.
We're shame we didn't get any Rick James sorted for
I tell you, I guarantee, this time, next week, Rick James' Give It To Me Baby will be the playing out song. I know it's a rock show, but to be fair, it's an absolutely amazing song.
Amazing. Right.
And, yeah, I'd just like to shout out a big shout out, even, to Daniel Royce, who is listening to us on his computer.
All the way from Nosal.
All the way from Nosal. Technology these days. Wouldn't believe it, would
fantastic.
You?
Fantastic. 8
this
miles.
Time, this time 10 years ago, you couldn't hear a cat screaming. Now you can hear people on the internet.
Oh, yes. Right, next up, Stan, this is your time. This is Nintendo Core with Horse the Band, Cutsman.
Lovely.
Power glove.
I'm
love the power glove.
Right, Stan, I hope you danced so hard to that that you fell over, because that was just for you. Right, next, we've got a classic here. A bit of At the Drive-In with One Arm Scissor. Okay, that's it. I'm afraid, folks, we're all out of time. You've been listening to 87.7 Shug FM, Staff's Uni's very own radio station.
The Tuesday night rock show, / alternative, really, when you think about it, because it wasn't really all rock, was it?
It wasn't even always all that rocking.
No. But, you know, if you don't like it... I'm not going to say not listen, because if you don't like it, still listen anyway, because there's more chance of us keeping our show.
Always a bonus.
Yes.
Right, okay, so we're going to leave you now, and we'll have some tunes playing throughout the night. If anyone is interested, it will just play through until the next show.
No DJs, just music.
Just music, till 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Peace out, God bless, keep it gangster.